For Port Admiral Haynes had directed the investment of this minor stronghold almost as though it were a regulation base, and with reason. He knew that from their coigns of vantage afar, four separate Bosconian observers were looking on, charged with the responsibility of recording and reporting everything that had transpired. And he wanted that report to be complete and conclusive. He wanted Boscone, whoever and wherever he might be, to know that when the Galactic Patrol started a thing, it finished it. That the mailed fist of civilization would not spare an enemy base simply because it was so located within one of humanity's cities, that its destruction must inevitably result in severe property damage. Indeed, the port admiral had massed there thrice the force necessary, specifically and purposely, to drive that message home. At the word of command, there flamed out almost as one, 1,000 lances of energy intolerable. Masonry, brickwork, steel, glass, and chromium trim disappeared, flaring away in sparkling, hissing vapor, or cascading away in brilliantly mobile streams of fiery, corrosive liquid. Disappeared, revealing the unbearably incandescent surface of the Bosconian defense screen. Full driven, that barrier held, even against the titanic thrusts of the maulers above and of the heavy defense guns below. Energy rebounded in scintillating torrents, shot off in blinding streamers, released itself in bolts of lightning, hurling themselves frantically to ground. Nor was that superbly disguised citadel designed for defense alone. Knowing now that the last faint hope of continuing in business upon Bronsica was gone, and grimly determined to take full toll of the hated patrol, the defenders in turn loosed their beams. Five of them shot out simultaneously, and five of the panels of mobile screen flamed instantly into eye-tearing violet. Then black. These were not the comparatively feeble, antiquated beams which Haynes had expected, but were the output of the up-to-the-minute first-line space artillery. Defenses down, it took but a blink of time to lick up the caterpillars. On then the destroying beams tore, each in a direct line for a remote control station. Through tremendous edifices of masonry and steel they drove, the upper floors collapsing into the cylinder of annihilation, only to be consumed almost as fast as they could fall. "All screen control stations back! Fast!" Haynes directed crisply. "Back dodging! Put your screens on automatic block until you get back beyond effective range. Spy ray men, see if you can locate the enemy observers directing fire." Three of four of the crews were caught, but most of the men were able to get away, to move back far enough to save their lives and their equipment.